Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go to the North Homestead.
Dope.
You are dope. Did you just do that live? Or did
no,
you drop that?
That was dropped.
Oh, okay. I thought it sounded like. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline right now. We bring in friend of the show, Mandy Bell from MLB.com, and she is willing to play the game when we're done, the game that you've been playing all day, British
oh,
Open
good.
And comedian.
Yeah,
right, Mandy?
It's gone over well.
Yeah, I guess so. Sure. Sign me up.
All right, Mandy, we're going to hold that till the end of the interview. So I don't want you to get nervous during the interview, but just letting you know that that's going
to
happen at the end.
There's no prize,
okay.
Mandy. No
Look,
prize.
Mandy, they're 4.5 back. I don't think there were many people a month ago that would have looked at you like you were sober if you would have told them you were going to believe that the Indians were only 4 back just after the All-Star break. What's the difference? How'd they get here, and what are your thoughts?
Oh, man, there's a lot of differences. I mean, I've written it a couple times. If people had a crystal ball on June 1st to say that they'd be where they are right now, not many people would believe it, even if it was right in front of you. The biggest turning point for them was whenever they found out the news about Carlos Carrasco. They had that meeting. He in the front office and Tito and addressed the entire team saying what was going on with him. And a lot of them just started to play with a different attitude when they went out there. A lot of them kept saying, we realized like there's a lot more to this game and there's a lot more to life than just worrying about wins and losses. So we're deciding to go out there and have fun. And they've played with an energy and a camaraderie and things that just weren't existent prior to that. And then they started to get more healthy again. I mean, having Clevinger back in the rotation and just having him talk about the differences with him last night. I mean, there's just a lot that has gone into it. Jose Ramirez over his last few games, a turning point that hopefully for Indians fans that could be staying around to be more consistent. I mean, he's had his ups and downs, but this might be his longest up streak that he's had in a long time. So there's just a lot of pieces that are starting to fall together that they just could not get to click at the beginning of the year.
And with that thought in mind, Mandy, does this team have enough offense right now? Or do you think they really need to add a bat?
I think they really need to add a bat. I mean, they're obviously getting by right now, but it definitely helps the schedule that they're in. I mean, they obviously struggled a little bit against the Twins. They fared well against the Yankees, the Red Sox last month. I mean, they did decently well taking both of those series. But whenever you're looking at the lineup every day and they're bouncing back and forth between Jordan Luplo, who, yes, has had very good numbers against lefties, and then putting in Jason Kipnis in the cleanup spot. I mean, I think that tells a lot right there that they could use that extra bat to be able to have a little bit more oomph in the middle of that lineup because they're missing a little bit right now. So, yes, picking up a bat would be extremely important by the end of this deadline.
What do you think is more likely? A deal like for Jay Bruce where, you know, you give up low-level prospects, as the Phillies did for Jay Bruce as well, or a bigger deal where you trade Trevor Bauer, the name that's being thrown out, or some other bigger name. And I can't imagine it being anybody other than Trevor if that goes to be the case. What are you thinking? Get a guy for cheap or make a big deal?
I could honestly see it going either way. It just depends on what teams are going to be willing to give up for Trevor Bauer. Now, I know Hand and Bauer are both the names that are being thrown out there right now. I do see Trevor being more likely than Brad Hand if a bigger deal was going to be made, just because the rotation has proven that there's some depth there, especially as they're starting to get Corey Kluber back into his bullpen sessions right now. They have Zach Plesac, who's really impressed. I mean, there's definitely guys to fill in there, and there's not as much young bullpen talent as there is in the starting rotation to fill in if they would make a move. So I would see Trevor being more likely if a big one's going to be made. It's just, will they get the perfect package in return? They showed in the offseason whenever Corey Kluber and Trevor Bauer were both names that were rumored, it seemed like every single day, especially during the winter meetings. And they're not going to bite unless they have exactly what they think they deserve in return. And so Honestly, I could see it going 50-50. Does Trevor Bauer get moved, and does that surprise me? No. Does it surprise me if he's here on August 1st and they just made smaller deals to patch some holes, like you said, with Jay Bruce? That doesn't surprise me either. So they have a lot to look over in the next few weeks, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of moves made right at the buzzer.
Mandy Bell from MLB.com is joining us. We're talking a little bit of Trevor. All right, I'm going to give you Jake's hot take of the day. I'm going to speak for Jake. His hot take of the day is DFA Jason Kipnis and just make Mike Freeman the everyday second baseman. Are you sitting or are you standing? Or have you fallen over? What do you think?
That is a hot take. I don't see that one ever coming into fruition. I don't know. Kipnis has been streaky. He at least had that stretch of 2 weeks or 3 weeks where he figured out something with his hands. But, I mean, I understand the frustration that Indians fans have had over the years now with having Kipnis at second base. But I don't know. Mike Freeman has been fantastic whenever the Indians have called on him. It's been extremely impressive. I mean, Tito has talked about it the last few days. Just getting spotty playing time, and whenever he does get that chance, that he makes the best of it, both defensively and offensively. He's been extremely impressive, but I don't know if it would ever get to the point of DFA and Kipnis to put in Freeman full time. But I could see, but maybe a possibility of a move happening where there might be an infielder acquired to start prepping for the future, since this will likely be the last year that he is on the team.
Is there a chance that Freeman's making a run? I mean, I know he's 31 years old, but is there a chance that he could make a run and be in the second baseman for the next couple of years? Two.
I think it would. I mean, there's obviously an option for everything, but I think it would be more likely that they start to look at acquiring an infielder via trade. I mean, I know Yu Chang has been somebody in their farm system, but he just hasn't quite turned the heads the way that a lot of people expected him to this summer so far. So unless he starts doing that, I could see it being where they start looking on the market a little bit to try to grab an infielder to replace Kipnis whenever he's done after this year.
Mandy, we also talked a little bit earlier today about trying to pave a road where Francisco Lindor remains an Indian at $30 million a year. Do you see any roads like that? I mean, we talked about, look, if you pay him $30 million a year and you keep having these guys in the success, I mean, we read off what, half the roster is less than $1 million. Or if you're looking at the 40 man, you got a lot of guys that are making less than, now eventually you're going to have to pay them. But if they can continue to do this, could they afford $30 million a year to keep Lindor here? And then one of the other options was, and I just kind of threw it out there, I was like, look, why don't you sign Lindor for $300 million and then sell the team? You never have to pay him and you're good to go.
Right.
And you walk out of here as owners are like, man, they really got it. Look how many times they went to the – people forget about all the bad things if something good happens in the end.
Right. And, I mean, it's been clear that Lindor has said that he would love to stay in Cleveland. I know that there was so much controversy with the Paul Dolan interview with The Athletic when he used the words enjoy him
right.
or whatever it was. But, I mean, I think that was more or less just saying, let's not worry about the future. Let's not cross that bridge until we have to. And enjoy him while we have him. I think that was more of the message. And I know the front office is definitely going to do whatever they possibly can to try to figure out a way to keep him on this roster. It's not like a mindset of, okay, well, we know we're only going to have him for a certain period of time and then we're going to have to get rid of him. I mean, he's the face of this franchise. He's one of the faces of Major League Baseball. He's a huge person to be able to have in Cleveland, draw eyes to Cleveland. There's so much that goes into it, and he's somebody that seems extremely grateful for every opportunity that he has. I mean, it was so cool. One of my first experiences as the beat on this team coming in, one of the first interviews with Francisco Lindor is talking about why didn't he go to arbitration, and he looks at everybody and says, did you guys see how much money they offered me? I mean, that's a lot of money. Why would I? That first impression of him from the minute I got here was incredible, because it's like not many guys in his position would look at things like that. They would try to push it a little bit further, try to get that extra million or whatever it is. So he seems like he's a very level-headed guy. I could see a way, maybe figuring out a way to keep him on this team, but it's the budget. It's just so hard. And if there's going to be other teams that are blowing the Indians out of the water, then, I mean, he'd be crazy not to take those offers.
Mandy, you do think he would stay if they paid him?
I do think he would stay if they paid him, yes.
Okay. Let me ask you, what does the rest of this season hold for three guys who throw that baseball? Corey Kluber, Carlos Carrasco, Danny Salazar. How do you think that's going to play out for those three?
I mean, they just seem so optimistic with Corey Kluber right now. He got back into the bullpen yesterday. He threw his first session. It was a 20-pitch bullpen, all fastballs. Everyone came out smiling, Tito said. It was cool. I mean, no one's chomping at the bit more than Kluber. So he wants to get in there. He worked extremely hard before he was allowed to start pitching again to make sure that his body was ready to go so that he could try to speed up this process as much as possible. But they seem pretty optimistic with how quickly he's starting to get himself back into game-ready shape. Obviously, there's going to be a rehab assignment in his future, and there's still a little bit of a road to get back to joining the big league club. But maybe by the end of next month, we could start having conversations about when he would be plugged back into the rotation. Carrasco, it's all based on him. There's no timeline. He has no timeline. He's like, I wish I had that answer, but he's going through whatever form of treatment he's going through to make sure that he gets his health back to 100%. And then they're basically basing it off of him. But he's able to throw bullpens. He's been out playing catch. He's with the team, it seems like, every day now. He seems to be in great spirits. So does he pitch by the end of the year? It's hard to tell. That's a diagnosis. That's not an easy one to judge and rush back. So he could be a little bit longer. And then Salazar, they, again, seem optimistic with how he's been going. I mean, he had his second outing outside of Arizona. Pitched again for Akron earlier this week, and got to three innings this time, up over 50 pitches, and Tito didn't quite have the velocities. I heard he was floating right around 90, if the ballpark guns were pretty accurate, but which is a little bit lower than what he was hitting down in Arizona. But again, I mean, it's a long road for him. It's been a long time since he's pitched, and they just seem very optimistic with the way, not only how he's pitching in the games, but how he's bouncing back. So, and it's coming down to, like, what, 20 days now that he has left? And so they have to get him back up on the big league team because of his rehab clock. So decisions are going to need to start being made here soon, which will be really impressive if you see Danny Salazar back on this roster.
All right, Mandy, I know you're nervous about it, and I can hear it in your voice all the way through. Are you ready to play the game?
All right,
Jeff. Mandy Bell is now on the clock.
All right, Mandy, here you go. I'm going to give you three names. Two are British comedians. One is a former British Open champion. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Pick your British Open champ. Is it Ken Dodd? Is it Spike Milligan? Is it Arnaud Massey?
Oh, goodness.
Ken Dodd, Spike Milligan, Arnaud Massey.
Let's go with Arnaud.
You are correct.
Oh my God!
What, everybody nice. Everybody's kicking butt. 1907, the Frenchman won the British Open. Outstanding, Mandy.
Yeah, I'm really brushed up on my 1907 British Open history.
Apparently so.
Mandy, excellent job. You win, Jeff. What's over there? What's in the back? Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
You win nothing. Thank you, Mandy.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Okay, we'll make sure we read you every day, MLB.com. She's got the lowdown on the tribe every day right there at MLB.com. And, of course, she was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We've done six of these.
And every one people have
all but one. The only guy who lost, Jake.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.